Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. And thank you so much for engineering. Jason and I have been side by side for about 3 years. So, Jason, I want to say thank you. It's wonderful, wonderful being side by side with you in this broadcast. Jason is engineering at Genesis Communications Network. He runs the controls at the network end. He is responsible for putting you on the air, and he's responsible for making the sound, the audio quality, as good as it can be. Thank you, Jason. And thank you, GCN. And I was thinking about free speech, and here we are, all of us, at the epicenter of free speech, and we're under assault. And it's absolutely true. And if you think about it, I reported that the reading level of high school students, grade 9 through 12, in the United States of America is 5.3, meaning that our high school students have an average reading level of just a little over the fifth grade, F-I-F-T-H, fifth grade. And if you wonder why the people who are at the other end of the phone for technical support, customer service, telephone support, in the stores, don't know what they're doing, it's because the average reading level for high school students, grades 9 through 12, is 5.3. So who do you thank for that? Well, there's only one group that is chiefly responsible for that, and that would be your government's training camps. That would be the Department of Education at the federal level, the state level, the superintendents and the principals and the teachers and the teachers' unions. All of them combined have brought us to the point where we are as dumb as a box of rocks. I haven't been able to talk to hardly anyone in a retail setting, meaning on the phone, or call them and say, yeah, can you fix this? That knows what he or she is doing. They can't remember. They can't pass messages on. They haven't been trained. They aren't capable of being trained. And this is brought to you by your federal system and state system of education, charging you over $10,000 per year on average per student in the grades K, kindergarten, through 12, high school. It's unbelievable. Figure over $100,000 to educate someone in the public training camp, and by the time they're done, they're reading on average at the 5.3 grade level, let alone not knowing history, math, and science. And here we are. It is so bad. How bad is it? It is so bad that, you know, those Keurig cups, they're called K, the letter K-C-U-P-S, K cups, for coffee. You know, those, I just want one cup of coffee. Those K cups are not recyclable. They don't decompose. In 2014, enough K cups were sold that if they were placed end to end, they would circle the globe, the Earth, 11 times. If that's not the height of insanity, I don't know what is. I know a family that's really, really proud. You know, before the genocide, I know a family that's really proud. Would you like a cup of coffee? Which one of these special brews would you like? And when they're all done, in the trash goes the cup for one cup of coffee. At the Finelli Farm, we have a Black & Decker coffee maker, and it just quit. It just quit after almost a decade. We still have the glass carafe. I'm not throwing it away because I think I can salvage it, maybe even repair it. And we use a reusable coffee filter. The only thing that gets thrown out eventually is the can and the lid. But only after we can't use the can in the automotive shop anymore, and we can't use the lid for the can anymore. So the can and the lid probably stay around for another couple of years until we can't use it anymore. We reuse those Folgers, plastic canisters, and the lids for storing all kinds of parts. We hardly throw anything away, class. Hardly. And it infuriates me that we are so stupid, we are burying ourselves in trash. And I think when you see someone using a K-cup, you might, if they haven't figured out how damaging this is, you might want to look at them and try to figure out what their IQ might have been, and then subtract 10%. I have an email from Rob and Laura. Laura actually wrote this. And Laura, I applaud you. I absolutely applaud you. I think what you said is so valuable that I want to include it as part of today's class. It starts out saying, thank you so much. We're very close to moving now, only 2 weeks until we're on our 20 acres. I've made a start with seedlings for the new garden. Going forward, I'd like to be more responsible and not use one-time wasteful things. But right now, I am guilty of using Keurig coffee pots. However, I found a way to reuse the cups. I've attached a photo of one of the cups being used to start a bell pepper plant. Once I've run out of the cups, I won't be buying any more. Repeat. Once I've run out of cups, I won't be buying any more. But in the meantime, they do make great containers for starting seeds. Laura. So, Laura, thank you so much for saying that. What she did was she poked a hole in the bottom to let the water drain out. She ripped off the top, planted a seed, and there it is. There it is. There's a pepper plant growing in this K-cup. Now, you don't have to throw them away after you've gotten your seeds started and you transplant them into your garden. Rinse them out and save them for next year. Bert's with us in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Good to be with everybody.
I'm sorry for that rant, but Laura is absolutely right. These K-cups are the epitome of greed, me first, selfishness, carelessness, and wrapped all up in equals insanity. Any comments, Bert?
You know, I think you can make them reusable because I have a K-cup here at the office. We use it. We have some Maui coffee we got from the big box store that we're using. But it seems to me that if you could find a way to just put the top back on, that little top that peels off, you could, empty it and put fresh grounds in and close it up. And there's a hole that's made in the middle the first time you use it, but so be it. If you're going to use it again, it'll use the same hole. So it seems to me, you know, maybe you have to put a little sticky something on it, but it seems to me it wouldn't take a whole bunch of engineering to make a K-cup, I guess we call it not recyclable, but reusable.
Bert, when we had our company in California, I'm talking 1980, you know, 42 years ago, didn't we have coffee?
Yeah, I'm trying to think how we made it. Definitely made it when we came in the morning.
Yeah. And you know how we made it? We made it with a coffee maker that did not use K-cups.
I remember Andy would grind the beans. He had this hand grinder, and that would take about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that was after we roasted them overnight in the oven. And, no, I'm just joking.
I know. I know you're just kidding. But I know how we made them. Now, it was not totally responsible. But what we used was a paper coffee filter. And we poured the grounds into the reusable cup that held the grounds and the coffee filter. And we washed out the coffee pot. We washed out the plastic cup that held the filter. And we disposed of the coffee grounds. But here at the farm, those coffee grounds go into the compost pile.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Or we just sprinkle them in the garden. But what I'm saying is, those K-cups are designed so that you use it and you just toss the whole thing away. Coffee grounds, the filter, the cup, the lid, everything. And the box that they all come in. And it costs about 50 cents a cup. Whereas you could get a cup of real coffee, you know, the good old-fashioned way, the way we used to make it for the last, oh, I don't know, maybe over 100 years prior to the K-cups. You could have a cup of coffee for just a few cents.
Yep.
And by the way, why stop with the K-cups? I mean, why not just have water come out of a 1 gallon disposable jug? You know, you get some spring water, a container marked spring water, comes in a gallon jug, pour that in the coffee maker, and every 4 days throw that away, you know, the plastic jug and the cap and the label on it and the bag that you took the water jug home from the supermarket in, throw all that away, and throw the K-cup away, and you might as well use a styrofoam cup to boot, so you don't have to wash anything, and then throw the styrofoam cup away, with the lid for the styrofoam cup to keep the coffee warm. And you might as well have a disposable coaster. Heck, who wants to wipe off a coaster? Throw that away, too. What a great world. Bert, you got to get rid of that K-cup machine.
Then I'd just be increasing the landfill. So I'm gonna, now that I have it, I might as well keep it.
But you got to keep reusing it. You need to be on a search for reusable K-cup cups. Not the ones. Something that like a screen that you can just take a scoop of coffee. But what's the purpose of a K-cup anyway? Seriously, one cup. Why not use a regular standard, you know, a Black & Decker $20 electric coffee maker, put two scoops of coffee in it, make two cups.
Well, I guess you save 1 minute, and somehow people perceive that 1 minute as a valuable savings in time. I don't know, but there's no doubt it caught on. You see them everywhere. You bring your car in for service. There's a K-cup machine. You go into the doctor's office, the dentist, and there's always a K-cup machine because it's kind of foolproof way, and you can pick the pod you want to put in. So I guess convenience, Vince. But
convenience.
Hey, Vince, let's talk about the overall economy, because we're in a pretty bad place here. Well, when we come back, let's talk. The stock market is having a little bounce today. I don't want to call it a dead cat bounce. I'd probably call it a dead mouse bounce. But we'll talk about that when we come back, and then an exciting topic later.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about, Bert? I'm going to say it. UFOs. Yeah? UFOs, unidentified flying objects.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Hey, Bert, do you have a USA Prepares coffee mug, ceramic coffee mug, that says USA Prepares on one side? It's a black coffee mug. On one side it says USA Prepares, and on the other side it says Genesis Communications Network. Do you have one of those?
I have one, and it just has USA Prepares. Do you need it back?
It cost $70 to send that thing back all the way from California with with the U.S. Postal Service rates. No, I was wondering if, I was going to say, if you don't have one, I would be delighted to send you one in trade for you giving away, put it in storage, because if you give it away, someone else would use that K-cup machine and, yeah, and can fill up the landfill.
Well,
with their K-cups.
I'm looking at it right now, Vince. I went into the coffee room here at our vast office complex, and it has KWTO News Talk 560 on the reverse side.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that a collector's item?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've only been fired once from KWTO. So, yeah, it is a. They're not making any more of those. The USA Prepares on one side, KWTO on the other side. Yeah, we have some that say USA Prepares on one side and GCN, Genesis Communications Network, on the other side. and we have some that say USA Prepares on one side and Big Country 99, the rooster, on the other side. So, but I guess the collector's items are the ones where I've been fired, like from the Rooster and KWTO and the other RBN, the other places. But the one network who has been so kind to us is the one we're on right now, Genesis Communications Network, the biggest and the best. And I'm really a loyal broadcaster to Genesis Communications Network. You know, Bert, they don't tell us what to say. They don't tell us what not to say. They've never said anything. They've never, other than the fact I've talked to the CEO, Ted Anderson, and he's, the only thing he's ever said is, you know, we don't get any complaints about you guys. That's it. That's kind of a nice thing to say, right? So I guess we don't cause a lot of problems. Even though the topics are way outside the box, like the one we're going to talk about. Let's talk about finance, and let's talk about the economy going down the drain.
Yeah, and by the way, then thought on that, I think one difference that sets our classes apart is we are directly and primarily focused on talking about topics that help people. So we're not, we're only discussing politics tangentially because it does, touch on everything, that's going on in the world and in the economy. But primarily we're out telling people how to do things to better their lives, how to build a better home, how to eat better food, how to live a healthier life. That's primarily what we're discussing. So who's against that? I don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe YouTube is against that because we're no longer allowed on YouTube. And if, we used to have 10,000 views on YouTube a day. Now we're in the hundreds. So, the search engines have pushed us down. And so for those who don't think that there's big tech is in control, they're misinformed. Big tech is in control for the moment. But yeah, who's against it? The people who want to keep us dumb and reduce the average reading level to the fourth grade. Those are the people who are against what we're saying.
Yep. So Vince, stock market's up just a tiny bit today, kind of a little tiny bounce. We talked back in December, January about the so-called ARK Innovation Fund, or otherwise known as Cathie Wood stocks. So that fund, which has a lot of high-flying kind of, shutdown kind of stocks, COVID kind of stocks, Vince, do you know, from last fall to now, do you know how far that fund, so it owns, like 50 of those stocks, do you know what percent that fund is down?
Is this a test question?
Well, take a guess.
So 85. That stock, 85.
85% down?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're close. It's gone from 135 to 35. So it's about 75% down. If you put,
well, that's this morning. Wait till this afternoon. It'll be 85.
Well, you put $100,000 in last fall, you have $25,000 now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 75% down. What a great way to go. We'll be right back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. The CDC has confirmed at least one case in the United States. It's related to smallpox. President Biden is traveling to South Korea and Japan, a visit seen crucial as efforts to bolster regional cooperation and to counter China. With more on the Quad Summit taking place in Japan on the 24th, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Australia. And we believe that this summit will demonstrate, both in substance and in vision, that democracies can deliver and that these four nations working together will defend and uphold the principles of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Boeing launched its Starliner spacecraft designed to transport astronauts to and from the International Space Station on an uncrewed test mission towards the ISS. Boeing's goal is to prove the spacecraft can dock with the ISS. It must succeed before it can move on to a mission with people on board. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves explained that if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court, his state has an automatic mechanism law that would ban abortion except in cases of rape and life-threatening situations for the mother.
I believe that the American people are on our side. If the Mississippi law is upheld and 15 weeks is in fact allowed, then obviously Mississippi moves in the right direction. But I will tell you, even so, there will still be 39 out of 42 countries in Europe that have more restrictions on abortion than Mississippi did if, in fact, the court just simply upholds our law. That's the reason that we went further and asked for a Roe v. Wade to be overturned. But we believe that the American people are not for abortion on demand. We think clearly a vast majority of Americans do not want abortions allowed in the third trimester, and that's why it's so shocking that 49 United States senators voted last week to allow unlimited abortions all the way up to the birth of the baby, and all 49 of those were Democrats.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, Bert, let's hear the news. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Vince, this week, for the first time in many years, Congress held hearings on UFOs, and I don't think a lot was revealed or any real new light was shed. But the good thing, in my view, was that we were able to bring it to the forefront and treat it as a serious and they did show some video that had already been released, and they talked about some of the study groups and stuff. But so that's all good. But Vince, let's go back almost exactly 75 years, because that's considered the birth of the modern UFO era. So let's go back to summer of 1947, 75 years ago. So there's an area of New Mexico where people say, you know, why were UFOs hanging all around New Mexico? What's going on there? Sort of, Vince, just like how you asked about Marley Woods. What's everything going on there? But anyway, in 1947, New Mexico had three things altogether that you could not find anywhere else on the planet. These three things were nuclear weapons, rockets, spaceships, because we had taken the B-2s we got from Germany and were testing them in New Mexico. And we had advanced radar systems. And those three things together only existed in 1947 on one place in the planet. So keep that as perspective. So in late June of 1947, people were seeing flying discs all over, flying around, and made the news. And then in early July, a rancher who had seen those, and I don't know if he heard it on the radio or saw it on TV, because not a lot of people had TV in 1947. Some did. It was there. But anyway, he realized that there was a crash on his ranch. And so, and he had seen the crash but didn't collect anything and thought it was just some kind of military thing and didn't worry about it. So he goes back to the crash site, starts collecting some of the debris. He goes, darn, this doesn't look like an airplane. So he goes to the sheriff's office. Sheriff looks at it and sees, like, weird hieroglyphic inscriptions and metal that you could bend and comes back into shape, and goes, man, if it's not from our military, either way, our army needs to know about this. So the sheriff then, with the rancher, who was Mac Brazel, goes to Roswell Army Air Force Base. It was still called Army Air Force. I think it was another year or two before the Air Force became official. So they go to the Army Air Force Base, and those guys look at it, and they're pretty amazed as well as what it is. So meanwhile, the Roswell newspaper comes out with a headline, "You crashed UFO found, you know, in debris collected." And that newspaper, you know, you can't get rid of a newspaper once it's published. It's there forever, Vince. So that newspaper you can still find. You can look it up on the Internet. So anyway, the Air Force starts looking into it, and they realize that it's not ours. We don't know what it is. It's a national security issue. There's an outside chance it comes from Russia, but we don't really know what it is or where it came from, but we got to put some secrecy on this, both for national security, plus we don't want to scare people. So they immediately say a cover story. It was just a weather balloon. And they forced the newspaper reporters, and I mean forced them, to retract the story and publish the next day a story saying it was just a weather balloon. Then the Air Force collects. They send a brigade in, and they collect everything, send it to various other Air Force bases. There is supposedly some dead aliens that were found and one who was still alive from the crash. And they proceed to threaten everybody who had seen it. And there was also a geology crew from a local school who had stumbled upon it. And they were also threatened to keep quiet. So people were told, don't talk about this or you'll find your bones in the desert. So people generally kept quiet for many years until other researchers picked up the story 10 and 20 years later. But getting back to Roswell in 1947, So the president was notified, and President Truman said, we have to keep the secret, but we also have to get to the bottom of it. So President Truman put together an organization which was known as the Majestic 12, and that organization contained 12 scientists, researchers, and back then you'd always have generals. So he put together that organization. It was top secret, beyond top secret, and their mandate was to research what is going on, including all the Roswell debris, and when they come to a conclusion of what the heck it is, come to the president, give a report. And they never wrote that report. They did do additional research. Some of the documents that were circulated by that organization, Majestic 12, have since surfaced. Some appear real. There's always fake things everywhere, but those documents are available. And eventually, you know, the people at Majestic 12 just kind of got old and it faded away, and other groups came up after that, including, I think, class probably has heard of Project Blue Book, and most recently there was a TV show based in part on Project Blue Book, and it was on the History Channel for a couple of seasons, very interesting show. And a little side note that the head researcher for Project Blue Book was Dr. Alan Hynek, and the reason they found him is he was at a university right next door to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, where most of the UFOs are kept and most of the research is conducted. So they went to him, but the idea of Project Blue Book wasn't to investigate. That was being done, you know, elsewhere, but it was to create the stories of what we would tell the public. And Dr. Hynek was in charge of it, and he started doing research, and a lot, you know, most of sightings can be explained away. And he was doing that, and the Air Force was happy, until he came a bunch of incidents that he researched, and he couldn't explain them. And he tried to tell his superiors that, look, these really may be from outer space. And they go, no, your job is to come up with an explanation to placate our population, make the people comfortable. And so, make a long story short, Vince, he couldn't do that, eventually resigned his position when it became a private UFO researcher. And amongst the many people who worked for J. Allen Hynek when he was a private UFO researcher was a lot of people might recognize Jacques Vallée, one of the probably the most renowned UFO researcher in the country. And I call Jacques a friend of mine. And Jacques is also the UFO researcher portrayed in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Jacques is from France, and they have a French scientist portrayed by a famous French actor in that movie, and it's largely based on the life and work of Jacques Vallée as they investigate the UFO that landed in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So, Vince, any comments on so far on that background of our 75 years?
You mentioned Jacques Vallée. And Jacques Vallée is more than a friend to you. Do you mind sharing that relationship, or is that something you'd rather not do?
No. That's fine. So it's a very interesting story, is that so I had a company that I had founded, an electronics company. We were manufacturing a wireless communications product that would bring high-speed internet to remote communities and places that didn't have other ways to get internet. So anyhow, it was a great company, and we had various investors. And so Jacques is also a venture capitalist, so he wears two hats. And so back then, and this is going back 20 years, I wasn't that active in UFO research as I am this day, and I was more interested in getting the company successful that I had founded and was CEO of. And we had various investors from Silicon Valley, and Jacques had a small venture fund, and make a long story short, he was on our board of directors. In fact, that I had promoted him to chairman of the board when his fund had provided some additional funding. And Jacques's a great businessman, really sharp guy, really cares about making the company a success. So we were in a meeting, and I invited Jacques to attend with another CEO of a larger Silicon Valley corporation. And at the end of the meeting, the executive comes out and says, "Jim, you have a great chairman of the board." And I go, "Of course I do. I mean, Jacques's great." He goes, "Yeah, I mean, but, you know, his other work." I go, "Huh? What?" He goes, "UFOs?" I go, "Oh, my God. I had Jacques's books. He's written several books. I had one of them." I go, "I never put two and two together. I never realized our chairman of the board was the most renowned UFO researcher in the world." And that's how focused I was on my company at the time. So I later talked to Jacques about it, and we chuckled. And Jacques said, "Jim, I'd love to work with you on UFOs, but right now the most important thing for both of us is to grow this company and make it successful." And I agreed, and a few years went by, and then after that company was sold, we basically later got together again and picked up where we left off on that conversation. And Jacques invited me to a lunch. He called me up one day and said, "What are you doing Saturday for lunch?" And I said, "Nothing." He said, "I want you to meet a team of my friends." And we went to a restaurant in Palo Alto where I met this team. And there was a nuclear scientist. There was a person who was good at lighting, who had built an RV or something that could easily travel over terrain to map out and photograph UFOs. There was somebody from Stanford Research Institute. Anyway, it was a team of scientists, and we had a great lunch, and I go, why am I here? I mean, this is great. And they go, "Jim, we have sort of a loose organization, and we'd like you to join. And we think your talents in wireless communications are needed for some of the investigations we're doing. So when we come back, I'll carry on where that leads to and how it literally leads to the Finelli Ranch, if you can believe that, when we come back from break, Vince."
Yeah, that sounds great. Bert's with us, Bert Bertonis. And we're talking about unidentified flying objects and our interest.
During those intimate moments, we see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. You know, Bert, the cat's out of the bag. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well,
you said it twice. You know that, right?
What? What's that?
You said your name twice.
Okay. Well, there's not a lot of Bertonuses in the world either. So, anyway. So Vince.
Well, Bert, I need to flesh that out. Bert is a nickname. I had two dear friends back in the 70s, 50 years ago, 1972 to today, and they're both named Jim. And so I'd say Jim, and they both go, what? So to stop that, I called one Bert and the other Ed.
Yeah, and there we are. And, well, Vince, I had already caught on with the nickname Bert. I think a sorority girl thought I looked like Bert Reynolds. So.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Except there's only one big difference between you and Bert Reynolds. You have hair.
Yeah, and our other friend, Jim, had I'll say this politely, but he had sort of a doppelganger of Mr. Ed the Horse.
That's not true. But he's a good guy.
And what would happen is we'd say, hey, and we agreed, because you'd say, hey, Jim, who's cooking dinner tonight? We both go, not me. And it didn't work very well. So you realize there had to be different names. So this is a true story class, by the way. So we started calling myself Bert. Well, really, as I said, it was already kind of a part-time nickname, so it became sort of my permanent name. And then we'd call Ed, and at first he'd go, hey, come on, I'm Jim. I go, no, we both changing our name. And I think it took, what, about a week, Vince? And then we go, Ed, do we have any bacon left in the freezer? He goes, yeah, let me check. And so after about a week, he was Ed. So anyway, true story. But Vince, getting back to getting back and
50 years they're burning it.
Okay. Almost 50, not quite. So this was
no, 70.
Mid to late 70s. That was
72.
75. I mean, not 75 years. It was 1970. So anyway, then. Boy, it doesn't. I'm glad to see you're in a good mood because we're talking about some serious topics here. But
okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, I gave kind of a quick recount of Roswell. There's many books out on it, and you know, class can easily do more research on it. But so fast forwarding to, I was invited to this lunch, and Vince, it was something like out of a movie because I couldn't believe who I was surrounded with. There was a psychic researcher from Stanford Research Institute who was renowned in doing ESP experiments that I believe are still being done by SRI. And so this team who had invited me to, and Jacques had introduced me to this team, basically said, we want to invite you to join our group because we need somebody with the technical skills you have in the radio frequency and wireless communications field as well as overall engineering skills. So I was in awe. I mean, really in awe. And I go, yeah. So, I mean, what do you have on the agenda? And they said, well, we have an area of the country where UFOs have been coming for at least 50 years regularly. And this one area, they just keep coming. And there's something about where it is that attracts them. We're not sure what they're doing there. We're not exactly sure even how these things are being controlled, because it was not turns out it's not the normal UFO that lands and aliens come out of or whatever. These were plasma balls primarily. There were a few traditional UFO sightings there, but Vince, it was primarily, the best I can call it is plasma balls about the size of a basketball. And if you want to know what they look like, the opening scene in Close Encounters of the Third Kind literally has those same exact balls of light depicted in the opening scene of the movie, exactly the same. So these type of plasma balls would show up in this area all the time. They seem to be intelligently guided. They seem to be doing something. We didn't know what. And sometimes they would come from larger craft. So there were more traditional UFO sightings. But this area of the country had this town, or it's not even a town, would have this regular occurrence. So Vince, when we come back for the next hour, I'm going to connect that lunch meeting to the Finelli Ranch in southern Missouri. So it's going to be a fascinating tale. I think we have hinted to it on previous classes, but we're going to tell the full story in the next hour, Vince.
Yeah. Class, this is absolutely true. What Bert is going to tell you really happened. I was there. And Bert came out from California to the farm, and we went out to this location. And we stomped around that area, and we interviewed people.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.